Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of The European Show. My name is Mo Stewart, your host. Now, I say this is a special edition because it kind of came out of nowhere. Originally, as always, we were going to do an equal section on each of the four leagues we normally talk about, La Liga, Liga, and the Bundesliga, and Serie A. And I decided to start with one of my favourite people to talk football with, Mr. Graham Hunter. Well, sometimes when you're talking football with someone, you don't really want to interrupt them. And you've got plenty of things you want to say, but sometimes you just got to let them cook. And I let Graham cook. And consequently, this show now is a standalone show because it's so bleeding long. But trust me, you're going to enjoy it. It's time to talk La Liga. And that means I get to speak to one of the best voices and brains in Spanish football these days, Mr. Graham Hunter. Graham, thanks for coming on the show.
Morris, I told you the last time I was typing Ventros just confused me.
Well, it's how I feel, Graham, and you're going to have to take the compliment whether you like it or not. But
thanks, baby.
Well, when I look at the table of the four leagues that we cover over the course of this show, I have to say La Liga table is probably the most exciting of the four at the moment. You've got two teams tied at the top, very top, one of whom is a very new name. Then you've got another four or five teams maybe fighting for the other two Champions League spots and a big heavyweight involved in the relegation battle. How do you feel at this halfway point looking at La Liga?
Yeah, it's stimulating in a different way. Remember that I've been in this country for nearly a quarter of a century, so it feels like, it was stupid to say I've seen everything, but it feels like those 22, 23 years have shown a plethora of ways to run a club, a plethora of different footballing styles, moments when Celta Vigo could go to San Siro and beat Milan, where Deportivo La Coruña could thrash Milan as reigning European champions 4-0, where Sevilla seemed to have the rest of Europe, or at least the second file of European teams, completely under their thumb. Times when Real Madrid and Barcelona were powerful enough to be interchanging European cups on an international stage and, you know, punching each other to a standstill in order to say who would win La Liga with the highest points total in record or the highest goals total in record. Times when, I think correctly, that the entire attention span of the footballing world was diverted towards La Liga. And this is different. I have no way of denying that there's a different array of talent in La Liga at the moment. And at the moment, rather than saying that every club you will find genius level footballers, now the brain drain, the plucking of talent away from La Liga has augmented.